The president said he strongly condemns the murder, and he called on the rest of the world to do the same.
For the sake of peace, the free world must reject those who undermine young democracies and murder in the name of their hateful ideology.
President Bush said those responsible for the death of Pierre Jamil embody the vicious face of those who oppose freedom. He stopped short of placing blame, but he did accuse Iran, Syria, and their allies of trying to undermine the government of Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Senora. Pierre Jamil was the industry minister in the Senora cabinet and a member of a prominent anti-Syrian Christian family. His murder was the latest in a series of political assassinations in Lebanon that began almost 2 years ago with the killing of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. President Bush made clear the death of Pierre Jamil should add impetus to UN plans to set up a tribunal to investigate the Hariri assassination. He said the UN must act now.
We call on the international community to support Prime Minister Senora's government. And one clear way to do so is for the United Nations Security Council to take all remaining steps needed to establish a special tribunal concerning the assassination of former Prime Minister Hariri.
President Bush spoke after having breakfast with U.S. troops stationed in Hawaii. The visit to the American Military Pacific Command headquarters came as he headed home from a trip to Asia that took him to Indonesia, Singapore, and the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Vietnam. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the President in Honolulu.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。